to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Your tomorrow can always surpass your yesterday in terms of achievement. Your tomorrow can always surpass your yesterday in terms of achievement. Judges chapter 16. I've told us this story before, and let me recount it again for the sake of this message. Your tomorrow can always surpass your yesterday in times of achievement. I was a dull student in my primary school. I never took first, I never took second, I never took third. I never took fourth, I never took fifth from primary one to primary three. And unfortunately for me, I have a twin brother who was very brilliant. Every time he takes first, every time he takes first, he has never taken second all through his primary school. I make bold to say it, from primary one to primary six, he has never taken second position before. He's been first. And you know that a one-eyed man is a king in the land of the blind. If I was alone, I wouldn't have an immediate comparison. But now, we came through the same womb on the same day. So my parents had who they can compare me with. And I was far behind. And one day, third term, primary three, I took 28 out of 38. How they passed me, only God knows. Listen to me. When the grace of God is with you, what fail others will make you pass. Oh, praise God. 28 out of 38. And only 10 people I passed. And they wrote in my report card, promoted on trial. Promotion, not promotion, whether on trial. They say, let me test you with this promotion. If you fail again, no way. They wrote on my report card, promoted on trial. Thank God I was promoted after all. I never repeated a class. I'm better than some of you that repeated. Some of you, your failure was too much that they didn't have to give you on trial. My own, they say, let's promote him on trial. So 28 out of 38, I'm coming with my report card. Of course, I was the last student to return home. How on earth will you come with that kind of a report card to a father? My father would check your report card. He will check it to each of the subject and each of the grade. And when I came, very sober, when you see me coming, you know that something is wrong with this boy. Very humble. My dad is not at home. He returns. Where are your report card? The intelligent boy's own is already on the table. No, he didn't need to wait for them to ask. It's already there. I will not keep my own on the table. Mine will be with me until I'm asked. And then I'm praying, God, let him not ask. But my father will ask. That kind of prayer will not be answered. And then I brought it. And he said to me, this nonsense must end. By tomorrow 6 a.m., no food. My mother was instructed not to give me food. And he said to me, go to the church. You will stay there and pray. Tell God to give you wisdom. 6 in the morning till 6 the following morning. Not even 6 to 6 or 6 to 12. One full day, no water, no food. And I went to church. 6 a.m., he had moved me. I went. By 6 p.m. that day, he came to church and prayed for me. And I'm thinking he was going to tell me, you can eat now. He prayed for me and said, see you tomorrow. And I stayed in church till the following morning. Let me tell you the truth. I didn't test water. I had opportunity to have taken water without anybody seeing me. But even me, I was tired of my failure. Even me, I needed a change. I'm praying for you that every area of your frustration, the God who has wiped away my 40 yesterday, that same God give you a bride tomorrow. Yeah. Come on, that same God give you a bride tomorrow. Yeah. And by 6 a.m. the following morning, my father was in church and prayed for me. From that day, the worst position I've taken was fourth position. Till today, I was one of the best graduating students in my class, in my department. They offered me a lecturing job in my department. Until 5 years ago, a new HOD that was employed, he said he was going through the work of the student. And he called me and said, if you want, you can still come back and lecture in the department. I said to him, I already have a job. If I don't tell you there was an ugly yesterday, you wouldn't know. Because today, God has given me a tomorrow that will surpass the failures of my yesterday. And that's what I am trusting the Lord for you. No matter how many times you have failed, no matter what have disappointed you, that this God that I know is giving you a fresh start, a fresh start, a fresh start for somebody here. A fresh start. You may have lost all your children, you can have them again. Job lost all his children. Are you in Judges chapter 16? I'm going to pray for us shortly. Judges chapter 16. The devil will constantly remind you and pull you back to your past so that you can waste your today feeling guilty and crying about it, or celebrating the victories of yesterday and fail to prepare for your tomorrow. Judges chapter 16, verse 20 to verse 25. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 20. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with the bronze fetters and he became a grinder in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow again. That is the beauty of tomorrow. They removed the lock of his hair and he became weak. He became nothing. Are you here? Something has been taken away from you. Something vital. The enemy has forcefully removed the essence of life. You had a joy before, but something happened and sadness took over your life. You used to be a happy woman before, but 5 years ago, something happened and that happiness has disappeared into thin air. The devil took away something from Samson. And he woke up and said, let me go and do the way I used to do. But he never knew that something that gave him essence and what had been taken away. And as soon as he became weak, his enemies captured him. They didn't take him to America. They didn't take him to Dubai. They took him to Gaza. And they put him in fetters of chain. And as if that was not enough, they removed the light of his body. They removed his eyes. Once upon a time, the Samson that had two eyes was not just only in chains. Samson was without eyes. But the Bible says, however, his hair began to grow again. Your hair will grow again. I say, it will grow again. What the barber can do is to take off all the hair. But if your head is still fixed on your shoulders and you are still breathing in oxygen and carbon 4 oxide, you are breathing it out, the hair will grow again. The Bible says, how be it? His hair began to grow again after he had been shaven. Today, whatever was in your past that is still affecting you till today, Masutulia Handaya, Regeto Santaya Baba Baba. God wants me to declare this. Whatever incident took place some years ago and it has potential of affecting your chances today, God says it's going to knock it down. Yeah. Let me say this to you. I've seen women in wheelchairs getting married to men that are walking with their 2 feet. I mean, women in wheelchair. They were not born like that. The devil intervened and interrupted their progress and said, let me cripple you and see whether you will get married. But when God is involved, even in a wheelchair, he can make you a queen. And I am speaking to you that whatever happened in your yesterday that is looking like a disadvantage in your life today, let the favor of God remove it now. God is taking away disadvantages. Physical disadvantage. Biological disadvantage. Today, by this declaration, where you come from will never stop you from getting married. In case you didn't know, there are people that are still single because of where they come from. As soon as a man shows up and asks you, where do you come from? You mention the name of your community. He goes back and tells his parents. She says she comes from this community. The parents say, women from that community are never good. And he begins to do same fault for you without your consent. He no longer calls. When you call, he hardly picks. Gradually, it's detaching. There is a disadvantage. It is not your fault that you were born into that community. I'm standing here today on your behalf, and I declare that every physical disadvantage, that favor is rolling it away. Somebody shout aloud, amen. Favor. No longer shall you be judged by your background. No longer shall you be judged by where you come from. No longer shall you be judged by the name of your father. There are people that have lost opportunities because of the name they bear. You come in contact with a man that Mr. Chiwendo or Mr. Who did bad thing to. 20 years after, the man is still nursing that one Mr. Chika did something bad for me. 20 years after, you showed up before him for an interview, and your name is Brother Chinedu Chika. And as soon as you appear, I say, what is your name? You say, Chinedu Chika. You have no bearing with the Chika that hurt him. But because every Chika means wickedness to him. He said, 20 years ago, one Chika dealt with me. Now, another Chika have shown up. I won't give you this job. And before you know, you do your best, having hope. They say, we will get back to you. Never knowing that the name Chika is what took the job away from you. If you read 2 Samuel chapter 2, there is a priest called Abiathar. Abiathar was of the lineage of Eli. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and chapter 3, God said to Eli, I will wipe away everybody from your descendants so that there will not be a man that will be a priest. And many years after, Abiathar came from that lineage and was a priest throughout the reign of David, and was also a priest when Solomon took over. But as soon as Solomon took over, something happened and Abiathar lost his priesthood. Solomon said to him, I want you to disappear from my presence. You will not be a priest anymore. And he was the only person remaining as a priest in the lineage of Eli. That man didn't lose the job the day that Solomon entered the throne. He lost the job even before getting it, because there was a curse on his lineage that there would be no man that will bear the priesthood. So right from the day he got the job, he was already getting ready for the sack. I am speaking to you today that by the anointing of God, no longer shall men judge you by the name you bear. That no matter the Odosen that did wickedness to the man that will help you, when your own Odosen appear, his ears will be blocked until he finished doing good for you. No longer shall you be judged by your language. No longer shall you be judged by where you come from. Esther was an orphan. No father, no mother. A poor relative in Mordecai. But Mordecai said to Esther, join them in the queue. Who knows whether God will give you favor. And Esther joined the beautiful maiden of Susa. And everyone was going to see the king. The Bible said, and when the turn of Esther came, she demanded nothing from the eunuch except that which was given to her. And as Esther showed up, God said, don't judge her by her father or her mother. Don't judge her by her height or her shape. Don't judge her by her size or her grammar. Judge her by my glory that is with her. And the king stretched the royal scepter and said, from today, Esther has become my wife. And from that day, a stranger ascended the throne, even when citizens were still looking for it. While beggars are riding on horses, there are kings that are walking on foot. And today I decree, no longer shall your name be a disadvantage. No longer. Listen. What God is doing here today is going to shock you what will come out of it. You will present something and others will come and present what is better, but you will be the one that will be chosen. Oh, you don't believe me? We had a leader, our vice president on campus fellowship. She studied linguistics, very brilliant. But whatever happened, that the exams officer did a lot of mess, calculated her CGPA. At the end, they gave her a third class when she was supposed to have something much higher than that. And she went, when she did all the calculation, Senate has already approved. She did all the calculation and went and presented. Exams officer refused that he will not do any correction. And all the people, we prayed for her, encouraged her. She collected third class and left. Was posted to serve in Delta State. And she said, God, is this what I will have for serving you on campus? Not my fault. Is this what I'll have? But see what God did. She applied for a job when Airtel was Econet. And they asked everybody to submit. This job was for second class upper. But she had a leading to apply. Third class. And she applied. She was invited for interview. Every other person was asked certificate. When her time came, nobody asked her, where's your certificate? They interviewed her and she left. They gave her a message, congratulations, you have gotten the job. It was she that told them, they have not collected my certificate. And she said, they said to her, photocopy it and drop it with the HR manager. And she's still working in Airtel till today. And up till today, nobody has cared to look into a certificate, whether it's second class upper or third class. Today I decree, may God cover you with such a glory. Such a glory. There are some of us here, you know that what you are having has nothing to do with your effort. It's been God. And that's the glory that will be released over you. However, the hair of his hair began to grow again after it had been shaven. Verse 23. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their God and to rejoice. And they said, our God has delivered into our hands Samson, our enemy. I want to declare over you that may God never allow your enemies to catch you. Oh, my sutala. The lords of the Philistines, they gathered and they said, our God has delivered Samson in our hands. The man they had been wanting to get, they never caught. Father, The enemy that cannot kill me, let them not reach my wife. When they come find me, let them not find any of my child. Because there are some enemies that have tried the parents and they could not. And they say, we are going to get the children. I pray that prayer over you, that the same God that protects you, let him extend the covering to your children, to your wife, to your relative, wherever they are. Because the enemy will say, if I can't make her cry, I will make her cry because of her husband, because of our wife. And they say that our God has delivered into our hands Samson, our enemy. Verse 24, when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God has delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our land, and the one who multiplied our dead. Verse 25, so it happened when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may perform for us. So they called for Samson from the prison. He performed for them, and they stationed him between the pillar. Samson became a performer. Everything, every drum that the enemy is beating for you to dance, may those drums catch fire now. Don't you know you have become a performer? When they manipulate you and say, now let him start beating the wife, and for nothing's sake you start beating your wife, you are performing. They stay somewhere and do an incantation, now let the shop catch fire, only for you to return, your shop is on fire. You have become a performer. They say, where is Samson? Let him perform for us. Once a terror, once a fearful man, became a performer for them, and he performed to them. But they stationed him between the pillars, verse 26. But you know what they didn't know? They didn't know that his hair had grown again. If they had known, they would have paid somebody to stand and be cutting the hair. But they didn't know. May your enemies make a mistake that they will never be able to recover from. And Samson said to the lad who held him by the hand, let me feel the pillars which support the temple. Samson said, I cannot see, but I can feel. Let me feel the pillars. Let me feel the pillars. Because something is about to happen. The hand of God is about to come on the pillar. Every pillar that is holding, every pillar that is sponsoring your shame, every pillar that is sponsoring your tears, the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. He said, let me feel the pillar which support the temple, so that I can lean on them. And verse 27, now the temple was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, about 3,000 men and women on the roof, watching while Samson performed. They are watching you cry. They are watching you move from sorrow to tears. They are watching you move from a giver to a beggar. They are rejoicing and smiling and say, look at him, look at him, look at him. Shebi, he thought that nobody will be able to get him. The next verse, 28. Then Samson called to the Lord. Is there anyone that is ready to call to the Lord? You have been given 30 days to call to the Lord. Samson called to the Lord, saying, oh Lord God, remember me, I pray thee. Strengthen me, I pray thee. Just this once. One touch from God can bring total recovery for your life. And today, God will meet you once. Samson say, strengthen me just this once, oh God, that I may, with one blow, take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. And verse 29, Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple. He braced himself against them. Now see a picture of Samson with his two hands in between the pillars. He braced himself against the pillars, one on his right and the other on his left. Verse 30. Then Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he pushed with all his might. The temple fell on the logs, and all the people who were in it, so the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life. The only difference I am going to put for you is that you are not dying with your enemies. If you hear me, you are not dying with your enemies. Any car that will have accident, you will not be there. I say you will not be there. You will not be there. I wish, you know, Samson was frustrated. He could have said, "Lord, kill all my enemies." And God would have pushed the house and carefully removed all the stones from him. But Samson said to himself, "Of what use is it to stay alive without eye? Let me die." You have eyes, you have legs, you have hands. Everything is still moving in your body. So there is reason for you to be alive. There's reason for you to be alive. For your grandchildren to come. For your children to come. For your husband to come. For your job to come. There is a reason. Be alive. Lift up your hands, everyone. I'm going to allow you to pray 2 minutes. The Bible says Samson held to the pillar and pushed it with the whole of his strength. I like you spiritually. In your imagination, see the pillar that is holding everything that is working against you. Lift up your voice. Pull those pillars down right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lato sayada daya. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes, 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 yes. Pull the pillar down. Pull the pillar down. Are you pulling it down? Pull the pillar down. Lord, I pull it down. I pull it down. Whatever is sponsoring tears in my life, I pull it down. Go down in the name of Jesus. Let Jesus step his feet into your yesterday. In the name of Jesus.
My tomorrow must be greater than today.
His hands are not short that it cannot reach to you. His eyes are never blind, he cannot see your teeth. His ears are not deaf that he cannot hear you cry. Your tomorrow must be greater than today. Your tomorrow must be greater.
No matter what I face,
no matter. tomorrow.